In Athens today, American swimmer Michael Phelps set a world record and won a gold medal in the 400-meter individual medley. The phenom from Baltimore hopes to break Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals in one Olympics, so he's got 7 to go. U.S. women, meanwhile, won silver in the 400-meter freestyle relay. It was a bad news day, though, for host country Greece. Its 2 most famous Olympians are out of the Athens Games, pending a ruling by the International Olympic Committee. The president of the Hellenic Olympic Committee said sprinters Kostas Kanderas and Katerina Thanou were withdrawn after missing drug tests. NPR's Tom Goldman has this report.
It's not an easy thing to do, to take away your country's best hope for a gold medal in the most glamorous Olympic sport of track. But that was the dilemma facing the Hellenic Olympic Committee as it began an emergency meeting Saturday afternoon. The reigning Olympic champion in the 200 meters, beloved Kostas Kanderas, and his Olympic silver medal winning training partner, Katerina Thanou, had missed a drug test. In the new get tough on doping era in Olympic sport, exonerating the pair certainly would raise a ruckus. But banning Kostas and Katerina from their home country Olympics? No wonder the meeting took 4.5 hours. At the end, Olympic Committee President Lambis Nicolaou emerged, walked down some steps toward a restive pack of about 100 reporters and cameramen, and nearly walked away.
If you stay not easy, I go away.
The mob decided to stay easy, and Nicolaou read the decision certain to have a seismic impact on Greece.
To withdraw the 2 athletes of the Olympic team and their coach until decision is made by the official IOC organ. The decision, she was not unanimous because the president, I was against of this decision. My opinion, she was to put out the 2 championships.
While President Nicolaou wanted Kanderas and Thanou expelled immediately, the committee voted to give final say to the IOC. The International Olympic Committee has scheduled a disciplinary hearing for Monday, at which time it's expected to formally expel the Greek athletes. One IOC official said Saturday, "We don't have these hearings unless there's strong suspicion of a doping violation." Kanderas and Thanou are still in the hospital following an alleged motorcycle accident early Friday, hours after drug testers failed to find the pair at the athlete's village. Investigators reportedly have not found signs a crash actually occurred. That's fueling speculation that the alleged incident might have been a ruse to shift attention from the missed test. While Greek citizens try to figure out the mystery, they now must adjust to an Olympics without 2 heroes. Will it be enough to dampen the enthusiasm and pride that flowed out of last night's opening ceremony? Athenian Yota Anouk says yes. I'm very sad about these 2 athletes, she said, because they were the pride of Greece. We had high hopes for them, so at this moment, we're very disenchanted. But Panayotis Nicolaou says the painful news sends an important message. They deserve what they got, he said, because what they did was a dirty trick that had bad repercussions on the games. And I believe this decision will give the impression that there are strict controls here and decisiveness so that nothing like this ever happens again. Many Greeks wonder what will happen to Kanderas and Thanou. 2 athletes who brought so much joy to this country also have raised suspicions along the way. Neither has tested positive for drugs, but last year they both missed an out-of-competition test. And an IOC official is quoted as saying drug testers weren't able to find Kanderas and Thanou just recently in Chicago, where they'd reportedly been training with their coach. 2 Olympic heroes with an apparent proclivity for playing hide-and-seek. In ancient Greece, they made statues of cheating athletes so people would remember. Today, Greek citizens are trying to figure out the ultimate legacy of Kostas and Katerina. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.